Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of March, and I'm recording at 9:42 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, the bulls have made a bit of a comeback in here today. First, the Japanese market, to start with that. The Nikkei 225 and the TOPIX index, they're right up on their highs of a little trading range, and which I have regarded as a consolidation of earlier gains. And we look to be very close to another upside breakout by these indices. That will occur above the 19,000 level for the Nikkei, and it closed up 1.43% at 18,999.91 here today. Now, also, we saw firmness in the Chinese markets this time. The Shenzhen Composite Index was the one exception, but it was only down a quarter of a percentage point, but we had good gains elsewhere. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was up a third of a percent. The Shanghai Composite, that's the A-share market, of course, that was up 1.78%, taking that up to 3,349. And the Shanghai Chinese Enterprise Index was up 1.3%. So those are good gains from those short-term oversold conditions that I mentioned a couple of days ago. Taiwan also up three quarters of a percentage point. Australia up nearly 1%. India, which has been retreating over the last week, had a decent bounce in here today, with the Sensex index up nearly 1%. And we also saw, gains in most of the other Asia Pacific markets. Looks like Singapore was an exception, but only with a tiny, tiny decline. Now, in Europe, which did so well yesterday, we had a quieter day in here today. And the Swiss market index is up a fraction. But that's not in the euro, of course. The euro markets are a little lower here, but we're really talking about declines of less than 1%. I beg your pardon, declines of less than a quarter of a percent. They're tiny. And on charts, this will look like a break-even day here overall. The UK index, which has been lagging because sterling, despite being soft against the dollar, has been appreciating steadily against the euro until today. The UK index is a little bit higher, almost 6 tenths of a percentage point. Now in the U.S., this was interesting because Wall Street has been underperforming this year, and that's still the case. But we had a decent bounce in here today. The figures were in the red when I did my last audio 2 days ago. But with today's bounce, they're just back in the green or plus side for the year to date. And we've got the Dow up nearly 1.5%. It's taken that back up to 17,895. The S&P's up 1.25%, and the NASDAQ Composite index is up 0.89 of a percentage point. Canada fraction higher. Mexico, good day, up 1.9%. Brazil just about unchanged. Now, excuse me, in government bonds, that U.S. yield here dipped a little bit today, 2.1156. It's really benefiting from the low levels that we're seeing in so many other bond markets, from Japan to the most of the EU stock market yields. But I'm going to go back to stock markets here for a moment because an important point that I've been writing about here today, and I think it's very relevant. I have mentioned it before, but really, when you look at stock markets, it's often very much of a global beauty contest in the short to medium term. And the QE factor, we know is really quite bullish. We've seen plenty of evidence of that, and none to the contrary. And it's Japan and also the European Union stock markets that are currently receiving great quantities of QE. So I would expect them to remain outperformers, certainly the European markets, until we get into the next row over what happens with Greece. Although I don't think that Greece is a serious disruptor, but obviously it would cause some uncertainty, some profit taking. And the Japanese market, well, I think it's just reaffirming a bull market, which is certainly going to be the best bull market that we've seen in Japan for really a very, very long time, in my opinion. Now, looking at some of these currency markets in here today, that's been a hot area recently with the dollar just explosively strong. Interestingly, the dollar index early today, yesterday it had almost touched the 100 level, obviously a psychological round of phobia level and a widely anticipated target. This morning it did punch fractionally over 100 to 106.06, but then fell back here and currently trading at 99.216, so down on the day, and I think we will see a consolidation here. I'm going to just take the headset off for a second, have a cough. Apologies for that scratchy voice. But other currencies, with the dollar easing here in the short term, well, the Indian rupee was a bit stronger today. Not much going on with the Chinese renminbi recently. It's been quietly steady, but still looks susceptible to any further to further weakness if we see further gains by the U.S. dollar. Now the euro today is slightly higher, 1.0628. And sterling underneath that 150 level as of yesterday, and it's at 1.4883. Oh, and the yen, looking at that, that's 121.30. Okay, well, what's going on here? Well, first, the dollar is very overbought here in the short term. That is certainly a headwind for U.S. exporters. They've been complaining about it. It has lowered profits in a number of instances, and that is hardly surprising. And even if a number of companies had successfully hedged against currency risk, those hedges will expire at some point. And that is compressing. This factor is the strength of the dollar is compressing profits of U.S. exporters. Domestic issues are less affected here clearly. So I think that's, again, that's overextended. I would expect another reaction consolidation at least. I think it's really up to the Fed what happens over the medium term with the U.S. dollar, and I'd be surprised if the Fed wanted to see the dollar move any higher, but I'm not a fly on the wall in those Federal Reserve meetings, as you know. Looking at the euro, I would say that it's really in climactic territory. That doesn't mean that it's bottomed, but the nature of these markets, you get big trend moves and they overshoot. and then they bounce back. Well, I think we're in the down here below this 106 level, as we've seen recently. I think we're in the overshoot level, and sure, it can go to parity. And I think back, was it 2011, 2012, early 2012, I think we saw 120 on the on the dollar index. So the dollar could go higher over the medium term if the Fed does not come in and actually intervene, and that could push, and the euro could also push somewhat lower here over the medium term. But I think we've seen most of the move that we're likely to get this year in terms of dollar strength and euro weakness. Yes, the QE has been a big factor in helping to push the euro lower, but the markets have been front running here, anticipating this QE move overall. One of the byproducts that we will see and already are beginning to see is that the European Union economies are being helped, led by Germany, and this is an extremely attractive situation for these German export stocks. And I think that improvement in Europe will prevent the euro from sliding significantly lower from current levels this year. But again, to hit the main point here, I think we're in the overextended, becoming overextended territory. So you have a little bit more downside risk still, and then you get a better bounce back. Modest bounce back, I should say. Now, looking at commodity markets, they're still soft in here. The U.S. continuous commodity index hit another new reaction low in here today. Precious metals a bit soft. You've got palladium 786, nearly 787. That's down $3. We have silver at $15.51. That's down 4 cents. We've got gold bullion fraction better, which is about unchanged. 1,153.75. And I missed palladium or platinum rather. Platinum is at $1,115 here right now. That's down 60 cents. Also, grains and beans. Well, corn and soybeans a little lower. Wheat a little firmer. Industrial metals are generally easier still. And the main note here, though, today, bullish interest coming back into these stock markets, not least Japan. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.